Okay, I think it's going to record.
Cool.
It's not going to be the best sound quality, this one, anyway. But
it's fine.
It's what
it's
going to
introduce it? Chris Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Hello. We're Lighthouse London. We found ourselves in the countryside. And it just happens to coincide with the nearing of us finishing our site. So we thought we'd talk about it in the countryside, in a nice garden. And with me I've got Dan Gent.
Hello.
Russell Bishop.
Hello.
And Tom Johnson.
Hello.
And it's kind of like garden hour, but with a website plan type thing. And you can't actually ring in to give us any questions either.
So we're currently sat in sunny Laverton. In or outside of Bath? Is it near Bath?
It's near Bath.
Okay. We're here for a little break, a getaway.
Yeah.
We've been spending today doing a bit of hacking. just a quick bit of building and sketching and stuff on one of our internal projects. And generally lolling around.
It's been good.
Yeah, I think it's been a good day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we watched Commando.
Yeah.
We did watch Commando.
Actually, I watched the most Commando.
Yeah, you did.
Did you see any Commando, Christian?
Yeah, I saw the beginning of it.
You went to bed.
I did go to bed.
You all went to bed.
Yeah,
left
well.
Left me with the film.
Absolutely. Well, it was fairly obvious where it was going.
Yeah. Arnie kills a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Saves Phoebe from Charmed.
Yep.
And film literally finishes the moment that happens. Yeah, there's no afterthoughts.
Thanks for ruining the ending. Can't believe it.
But this place is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's in a kind of like U shape, and it's pretty much all on one floor, and it's got a couple upstairs bits, and it's just right. Something that a drug lord might hide out in.
Bleep the drug lord comment.
Steven, we know what you're doing.
It's a converted dairy.
Yeah, it's lovely.
So yeah, we're going to talk about our website and how we kind of approach that. Because of the nature of it, I didn't necessarily have that much to do with it, but you guys did, so I'm going to quiz you.
Ooh,
nice.
And I suppose it actually started about almost 2 years ago when I first joined the company.
Oh, God.
Wow. And that wasn't the proper start of it. Well, it kind of was the start of it.
Probably was a little bit.
Should have been.
And it was pretty much that I should probably have my head on the website as well. But it was just too awkward to think of a design with three people, so we had to hire another person. So obviously we had to postpone it until we hired another person to even out the design, which was Russell. And once Russell turned up, then we probably should remake our website. So.
Well, you don't hire faces like you guys and then keep them off the website.
Waste them.
No.
So I remember it being quite hard to be a client.
Yeah, it is hard to be a client.
Very confused. Like, I understand now when clients come to the table and you're like, so what do you want? And we kind of finish it and we're like, how do they not know what they bloody wanted? Like, you're coming here, you must know what you want. And we sat there like...
I think we certainly didn't really know much of what we wanted, did we? Because we had a lot of questions as to what we're going to write about, what we're going to say differently.
Yeah. So would you say the challenges were less around design and stuff like that and more to do with...
All about messaging, wasn't it?
Yeah, what was the problem? Across.
Design wasn't really that big a deal.
Yeah.
But working out what we were trying to say and who we were trying to say it to is hard. Mm. You always give all this advice to clients about how they can do it, and then when you try it yourself, you realise it's quite
tricky.
Really
difficult. I seem to remember one of the first things that we banded around was that screenshot of like 100 different web design agency websites that had the same use of a tagline, big image at the top. And it was like, how do we not be this? Like, what approach do we need to not do
that? So we put the tagline at the bottom, right?
Yeah, the tagline at the bottom, big image.
It's that kind of thing where it's like, listen to the end of this podcast and you can win something great. We've done the same thing with our website, apart from the tagline.
Yeah.
So at the top, where the tagline should be, it says, I don't know, read this website to get the tagline or some shit.
Scroll down for the tagline.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom, you win understanding what on earth we're about.
Half-baked ideas, half-baked websites.
Mm. Well, I think web design projects always sort of expose where there's sort of mixed messages within the company.
Mm.
You know, when you ask a client to tell you what to put on the website, you're basically asking them what they do, and that'll often uncover the fact that they're not quite sure how to say what they do.
Yeah.
And I think that completely happened for us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Also, in the advent of us taking on, like, just starting new offerings, basically, like, because we'd started doing more of the research stuff, like content strategy was a new thing that we were talking about, all those little things, it's like we need to work out what place that has against the stuff we've been doing for a long time.
Absolutely, and we had you two guys going, what do we do? And whereas before it would have just been Tom and I just going, oh, all right, you know, say we do design. This time it was like, no, we actually have to work out what we're doing as a company. And yeah. I think that can take a while. And I would say probably a mistake is to not launch until you know. In fact, you should probably launch when you even get the slightest inkling. Yeah. And then, like, I think that's the ridiculous thing about our website is that it hasn't changed in that long.
Yeah. No, yeah. So the whole thing behind it was kind of this trying out our own techniques on ourselves, as it were, and being a good client. How much of a good client do you think you've been? And how strict have you been with yourself, if you get what I mean?
I think we stuck to it. Like, it's taken a long time, mainly because other work comes along and you have to focus on that because we've got our own money.
Yeah.
But I think we stuck to what we said we'd do, and we have done it quite methodically, maybe not quite in the right order every time, but I think we've been all right. I haven't been annoyed at myself that much.
No.
I mean, I definitely found that, like, when it came to the design, two issues I had was I didn't really feel like we had a clear brief for it at all. So, like, it would have been easier to design any other site than ours at that point.
Yeah.
And
the design was almost an afterthought, wasn't it? Like, we just kind of pieced it together out of nowhere, I guess.
Yeah, it kind of has been a little bit like that.
Yeah, I feel like...
Which is kind of interesting. That's not how we'd usually approach that.
Yeah, in fact, I would say some of our brief came about in me trying a bit of design and then being like, what do people think of this? Which is the wrong order of doing it. Yeah,
did we have wireframes?
No,
we didn't, actually. No.
But I feel like we did the same with the copy, in that there was kind of... There were several bits where we were like... One of us would come with a bit of messaging or quite like an evolved idea of what it should be like, and it would normally get torn apart, but it would kind of, what it would leave in its place is like a bit more understanding of where we wanted to go.
Yeah. Definitely.
Instead
of saying that we skipped to the design, we'll just say we use design as an exercise to fulfill the brief.
I like it.
I have to say though, thinking back over it, we weren't very good clients. We did the ultimate kind of like, just thought up random features and focused on them.
It wouldn't work. It would not have worked as a client project.
But that's the thing, because we know what we're doing, it allows us that scope to be a bit different, I guess.
Like, I feel it's like the things like we explored and talked about most were things like, what about a contact form where it kind of like talks back to you and it builds up your brief?
You're right, and that's the worst thing. Yeah. When a client comes with something like that, you're like, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And, you know, at one point I like wrote the homepage in a form which you'd probably say you could have put out. Imagine like if a client was like, oh, here's my homepage, and then was like, do you know what, it's completely wrong. You'd be like, oh, really?
Joking.
What you tell them is put it out and then change it.
Yeah.
And I think that's it's a double-edged sword, isn't it? We have the luxury of knowing that there's no one, no one's going to turn around and go, sorry, time's up, we've got to launch, like we have to sometimes with clients.
Yeah.
But at the same time, at least those clients launched something and we haven't for 2 years.
Yep.
Yeah, very true.
So how would you compare it to the last time you guys did your site before?
Well, last time it took ages as well. Every time we do our own site, like, it's always hard work. Mm. Always takes twice as long.
And last time it did...
And you think about it too much, but last time I think we probably had a similar thing where we've got quite far down and we're just like, we just gotta get this done. Like, it's just gotta go out.
Has that site evolved much from when you first launched it?
No.
Well, maybe that version of it.
Yeah,
that's not changed apart from adding some more case studies.
Yeah.
But it took a while to get to the point. Like, when we launched that site, it was exactly what we wanted to say. And I feel like the site we're about to launch is exactly where we're at now. Yeah. I think one challenge will be, and maybe we'll talk about this later, is how we kind of don't get into this again and instead have it always pretty much where we want it.
Iterate on it, because as a web agency we can actually iterate on it.
Well, everyone should iterate on their sites.
It should be a regular thing rather than every couple of years. You should always be redoing a section or adding something here and there rather than being like, cool, that's done, let's just forget about it for a while. We've got to be evolving it.
We should probably just take pictures of ourselves every month from a place home. That counts, right?
Like, yeah.
So that the picture's always in date.
Updating on
look. Every time anyone ever gets a haircut.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah, get the today's paper.
Yeah. That's
the point. I need a fresh haircut for the new website.
You do.
That'll take a while.
That was said.
6 months ago.
Do I need a new haircut, Tom?
You always need a haircut.
Mm.
Cool. Now we know. What about yourself?
Yeah, I'll have one before.
You feeling website ready?
No.
Okay.
Are we going to get someone in to do the photographs?
To do the haircuts?
Are we going to get a stylist?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Why not? That's exactly the sort of thing a good client would do.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't go live yet because we can't find the right stylist.
But we probably need to get like direction as well. In style, that is. In-house style.
Are you thinking like the way Kiss all have like similar makeup but variations on
it? Good. I mean, we are a four-man band. I mean, web agency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we could get done.
And you
like
were
Kiss,
talking the other day about wanting to make a metal version of our logo.
Hell yeah!
All I'm saying.
Oh, we're gonna have to rip up the site.
I hear there's a lot of money in the music business.
You hear wrong.
Yeah, daily.
Damn it!
Daily. There's a lot of makeup in the music business, though.
Yeah.
So it depends what you value.
So if there's a single feature
you
would pick out about the new website that you'd want to talk about right now,
I will. Well, personally for me, I've enjoyed doing the what we do section of the website, which is where we've tried to explain how our single services make up some archetypal typical projects. So, for example, if we have a marketing website as a project, well, I think we've just called it website, haven't we? How that is kind of a set of services that we might offer somebody. So we're like trying to show those as a group, and the analogy we've used is to use a deck of cards to show that. So each service is a card, and then they make up decks in typical projects.
Like a hand in poker.
Like a hand in poker.
A winning hand.
Ah, now if we don't use that, yeah, we should definitely.
Did you draw any inspiration? So we did a content workshop a couple of months back. Did you draw any inspiration from one of the workshops that we did with Anna, where she had all the archetypal characters from stories
to define ourselves? It might have been, yeah. It was coupled with that and I don't know where the idea came up quite early to do the set of shapes.
Russell's an avid Magic the Gathering player.
I might have just done the shapes.
Maybe it's from an early bit of design that you did.
I started with triangles.
We started with the shapes and then we gave them meaning.
Yeah.
The meaning being that I think with the things you need to do in a web project at these days, not like the past, it's like literally now, things you need to do, so many of them, so many different little techniques, like that you could basically form an agency around any of them, you know, like you could be a research only agency, a content only agency, and I think we find ourselves pulling from all of those things.
Yeah.
And so we're sort of trying to explain that when we do a project, we're kind of picking the right set of services to do in that project. So if it needs research, we do research, but every project's a little bit different. So I think, yeah, that was where we suddenly took the shapes that had been used as the background and were like, okay, this feels like all of those shapes could
these
be different.
Yeah,
they could be like, light elements. I'm sure a periodic table was mentioned at one point.
And
actually rip it up and do a periodic table now. That's what we want.
Yeah.
Confusing clients into giving us more money.
Yeah. Well, like card tricks. Yeah, I like that.
Now you see it, now you know.
Was this your card?
Yeah, was this your card?
Absolutely.
Well, this is your credit card.
Wow.
Totally.
But so there's obviously the behind the scenes, the content thought behind all of that, but also the way that it's being displayed is quite cool.
It's
looking good.
Hmm. So you've done that animation set where you open up the deck of cards and view each service.
Have you used
quite a nice little stack?
The sound API to do a bit of like.
No, but we definitely could.
Because I got the sound effect right there. See that card.
What is that noise?
You never played solitaire? You never played solitaire? You know when you do...
It does make a dealing noise like that a bit.
We could
think about that.
Yeah, we could do that.
Phase 2.
Mm-hmm.
I
think you've just been feature chopped.
Yeah,
you just got feature chopped.
Yeah, that was just a... There's nothing about that
How
now.
How does it feel?
Let's focus on something else.
And so when you come to that page, you select a kind of preset hand.
Yeah, so it's yeah, kind of trying to appeal to the different clients that we have. So that's been one of the things we've thought way too long about, is who we're marketing at now.
Mm.
It turns out it's a bunch of different people, so that's why we've put together those different projects.
Turns out it's humans with money.
Yeah, quite wide ranging, really.
I'm not even sure. I think humans is too specific. Just money. Just money's fine. What's yeah. that? Your dog wants a website? Well, here's a prototype sprint.
Rough.
We'll do it.
Here's a rough sketch.
Oh, no. We won't do it pro bono.
Yes!
Yes!
So, anyway.
If we went through the sections of the website, because it's not the traditional, like, about us, it's kind of like a little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a bit of a journey.
It is. Well, and even in our case studies that we're currently finishing up today or doing some more work on today, we're like telling the story of the project. So that's one of the things we wanted to move away from, wasn't it? Was the big screenshot on an IMAX screen. This is a short description and then a link to the site.
Mm.
We wanted to show the journey that we took to get to that, make it a bit more...
Not just focusing on how something looks, but trying to tell what we did and how we made a difference.
Yeah,
which I think is quite an interesting story to tell, you know?
Yeah, because if we just focus on how it looks, then it's just like we designed this thing.
It doesn't really say anything, does it?
It's never just what we've done for somebody. There's always
yeah, because that's not what it's well, not really what web design is anymore, is it?
Sometimes things don't look like flashy, but that's done for a reason.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you need to know why, you know? You need to know the thought behind it and how you've got to that end result.
Absolutely. I think it's... Yeah, I mean, web design used to be about making it look nice, but basically just looking nice, you know, if you go to a template site, they all look nice.
Yeah, it's true.
So it's kind of trying to explain the value in each project.
Yeah.
So that someone might relate to that and say, okay, I've got those sort of problems.
Mm-hmm.
These guys can solve them.
Certainly can.
So it's more based around the work we've done in the past and relating that to clients. Because I do find... Well, if I ever went and had a meeting in a subject that I didn't know a lot about, I imagine it can just be completely overwhelming and just like, oh. But if you could relate it back to something...
Yeah, well, we've picked out a few key projects that we've worked on that all tell a slightly different story. So there's one that's based, aimed at, like, you know, entrepreneurs and people who are venturing into startup world. There's ones that are just sort of brochure websites to show that we can do that. And each one's got a different spin on it. So the people will read and connect with it and then say, cool, I realise that these guys can do that for me.
Yeah.
And we tried to edit that story as well so that, you know, obviously every project we do sort of, you know, design and development on, but there's no point, you know, you don't want to talk about that in every case study. You want to talk about it when that was the key thing in that. So, you know, I mean, I think we've talked previously about, you know, like the four wardrobe project where, like, there was a sort of a lot of technical innovation in it, and so it was also an e-commerce site, but the story of it isn't that it was e-commerce. So you don't need to tell that bit. So I'm quite happy with how the case studies are just quite punchy little narratives based on one aspect of the problem that all together sort of cover all the different sort of types of things we work on.
Yeah, definitely.
And do those case studies then feed back into those archetype cards?
Yes, absolutely. It's sort of a network of content nodes, really.
Are they real time?
Real time network content nodes framework. But it's
JS.
Yeah, they kind of
.js.
.js. Yeah. They all, the idea is that you can kind of, whatever entry point you go in on, if you go in on us explaining how we do it, or if you're going on case studies, and I think, yeah, this is obviously one of the great things about the web, is that it all interlinks. You know, if you're on a case study where we did prototyping, you can then obviously go and read about prototyping, find more case studies about it, or find out exactly what it is. So, yeah, the idea is that you get lost in our world.
Lost in Lighthouse.
Lost in the Lighthouse.
Nice. So I saw you were working lost in a lighthouse. It's pretty hard to get lost in a lighthouse. It's pretty much one way up and one way down.
Yeah, but if you're
there's two ways down and one way up.
Oh, I'm not talking about physically lost. I'm talking about mentally lost.
Okay.
I think it's quite easy to get mentally lost in a lighthouse.
Really?
staring out to sea, surrounded by sea, dark.
I just like corners. It just doesn't work for me.
Yeah. You wouldn't get on well there at
all.
It
does not work for me. And as you guys were designing for yourselves, as it were, did you get to kind of put a bit more flair on it and really show off?
I don't know.
Because if you did, it doesn't show.
It's
my flashiest work ever. I can't believe Dander said that. I think we really pushed ourselves to our limits. I don't think we did, really. I think it's actually quite a simple... But we early on decided that the content's the most important thing and actually spent ages on that, and then just putting something over the top that's like nice looking. And I mean, I really like it. I think it's actually really good work.
Do you feel extra pressure to make it nice because it's outside?
Yeah, there always is that, definitely. But then... Yeah.
The case then why didn't you? I've already done that.
The case study headers were pretty cool, though.
What's that, sorry?
The case study headers were pretty cool.
Yeah, so I think we... Or certainly my idea was to have something that looked, you know, classy and clean and all the normal stuff. And I'm really a fan of simple designs anyway. So I think what we've come up with as a joint effort really, really hits the mark there. But just the idea that in little spots there should be something a little bit special. So the case studies is a good example. So at the top of each page, we're hoping to have like a tiny little animation that appears on every page, which just adds that little flourish to it. Which I feel it works really nicely, but it doesn't detract from the fact that we want people to read what's going on. So it's not style over substance. It's like very much substance there, but there's a little bit of garnish on top.
I think garnish.
The old recipes.
Garnish is a superb name, and garnish.js would be a superb
plain website. And it would do that. Jingles a couple things.
But you're completely right.
Because
what those headers do, which is actually meaningful to the design, is say there's been some time spent here on this case study.
So
read it.
Yeah.
You know, like don't, it's not just like, it's kind of, it says, okay, so someone's actually bothered with this. Possibly this is going to be worth my time reading.
We've created a nice reading experience, and we haven't distracted you with us showing off that we can do nice design, basically, because that's not the point of the website.
Although it sort of is.
Well, it's not though, is it?
Like, really?
No. If it was, then
but the expertise
it would look
we're showing off
website.
Is the other stuff. Is what we do for people and how we like build a better website in our competition.
Correct answer.
Which, of course, we do.
Was there any workshops that we did that we would do with clients?
Well, we did our own jobs, pains and gains, didn't we?
Yeah. We did, yeah.
And we did that for each type of
each of our personas
we thought we were speaking to. So we have personas, we did jobs, pains and gains. That's good. That's us being a good client for ourselves.
Well, it definitely helped us.
It did help. That's it.
It made it harder though, because then we realised the challenge we had of quite a dispersed group of people, some of whom we don't even really know yet, and how to write for them.
And also taking our own advice that we give out, which is to kind of, you know, be brave and go for a niche and only sell to the people, you know, your dream client. You know, when it came to actually making that decision for ourselves and going, well, what if this, are we actually turning away work by getting rid of this messaging on our website, you know?
Certain things.
And that was, you realised why it takes so long for people to decide to do that. You know, you felt a bit of that pain. Definitely more than last time. But then I think we've probably got the businesses that bit more complex than last
time.
It's
way more complex than last time.
It's done so much more,
It was me and you sitting in a room, small room, making websites. I designed and you coded, and that was kind of it. But now it's way more complicated.
That was a lovely message, wasn't it?
And it really worked. That site was very well met.
When we
launched it.
People absolutely dug it.
Yeah.
And now we've got to make them dig it again, but on different terms.
But better.
Yeah, more digging.
Yeah.
Or equally, but just differently.
So do we all feel more empathy with our clients now that we've gone through this process?
You can't compare it, can you?
Yeah.
The pressures, the motivations are so different.
I think for us to do that, we'd have had to get another web design agency to do our site for us.
Some agencies do that, you know.
Yeah, they do.
Like big.
I find
like,
that really weird, though.
But I can see why it happens.
Yeah. Where's the pride in that, though? Like what?
Because who are you going to? You need. I think at a certain size, right? Like I think if an agency like us did it, that would be super weird.
Well, I can't really comment on it because my interaction with clients isn't with this type of website.
Your aura's on it, though, mate.
Yeah.
It's blue.
You can feel you.
Brash. Bold.
I can feel you through it. I can feel you through it. And as we iterate on it, I want to bring more of you into it.
To the forefront.
Mm.
Yeah.
That would do. Well, I always said that you should just market me.
I'll tell you what we should do. We should subdomain and relaunch the old site design, but instead of me and Tom, it's just Christie.
Two Christies.
Or it's just him. Or it's two of him. Two of him. He designs and codes. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Flip the photo.
The proverbial unicorn.
This is Christie. He designs. This is Christie. He codes.
This is Christie. He's
annoying.
That's
actually a good idea. Oh,
you're not seeing double. You're just blessed.
Oh, God. He's on your project.
He's on your project. Don't fuck him off now.
That would be decent.
I think a freelancer that designs and develops should use that idea for their site. Just have two of them.
Yeah, a bit like
I code and I.
What's the Jean-Claude Van Damme film where he plays the twins?
Double Impact.
Double Impact. Yeah. Double Impact web design.
just be like a load of roundhouse kicks.
Yeah.
That's definitely
roundhouse kicking you into business.
There is a moment in that film where he double round two Jean-Claude Van Dammes. Does a double roundhouse kick.
I've not seen it.
What's the Jean-Claude?
Well, it's the moment you're waiting for. I mean, it's like all Jean-Claude Van Damme films, you're just waiting for the roundhouse kick.
Yeah.
And this one, in Double Impact, it's like, well, they're both going to roundhouse kick the same bloke.
Why didn't we watch
time.
This film last night?
Yeah. But which is the one where he's in a mall and there's someone running through the mall and he doesn't do a roundhouse kick, but he kind of brings his leg up behind him and does like a donkey kick and just goes up. Which film is that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I think that might just be JCVD.
I absolutely love the idea of giving something to the first person who views the website.
Yeah.
We need to. So how do you do that? You would just track the first.
Track the first view.
Oh, well, you can have a little pop up. Yeah, I mean, they're not going to buy it, though, are they? You're the first person to view our website.
No.
Well, if it was us, though, it will be us because we'll be checking.
Let's record a video of
that isn't
saying
us.
You're the first visitor to the website, we've done this for you.
You really are.
Really
and then have the and then have
really
it jiggling
are.
Around.
Yeah. And every time they move their mouse near it, it moves.
Yeah, so you can't hit the X. I think maybe we should get our cards, our service cards, printed as actual cards and send them back to someone.
I like it.
That'd be wicked. I'd love to get that.
I like it. I want to sit in a meeting and deal. And then actually just have a card game with them.
Yeah.
Snap.
Yeah.
I've got prototyping. What have you got?
Mm. Oh my God, this game.
So,
I've got e-commerce.
That is. Oh no. So that's,
I'm a complete loser.
Yeah. So that's about everything, and we're going to go do what every one of our clients does when we finish a project with them, and that's they take us out. So we're just about to go out and bath and be taken out by a client, which happens to be us.
Yeah.
But our other clients also take us out.
I hope we're not stingy bastards.
No. Yeah. And that's.
That's it.
That's about
it's the,
it.
It's the end of the hack 3 days, 2 days.
What, yeah.
Day? I don't know.
Day.
Hack trip.
Yeah.
I'll miss podcasting in the garden.
Mm,
yeah, it's been nice. It's been nice.
3 days, 2 near-death experiences, and 1 podcast.
Yeah.
Crunch.
Thanks, Russ.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks, Tom.
Cheers.
Thanks, Dan.
Go fuck yourself.
You can find us on iTunes and all other retailers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. We are lighthouse.com.
Certainly.
Sweet.
Thanks for listening.
Incredibly
You're welcome to the content. Bye.